excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best of
friends. Moron, your bus is leaving.
Welcome to this USC edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford reporting to you on the road home from a very tough-to-take 27-21 loss to the Trojans. Quick recap, Bears actually came out and started out strong. They were running the ball well on their first drive when Muhammad fumbled, forced a three and out, and then with a punt thereafter, the Bears drive down the field, got a touchdown, had a 7-0 lead, and things were looking pretty good. Unfortunately, the ability of the line to open up running lanes about ended there, and the Bears never got into a significant running rhythm after that point. So USC managed to get out to a 10-7 halftime lead and then put up 14 points all too easily in the third quarter, early in the third quarter. Their first drive of the half went for seven, and then later in the quarter, a drive or two later, Goff threw a pick six for a touchdown, which I really want to look at that thing on film. Not that it would have mattered. The Trojans would have scored with four downs after that point, but sure looked to me like he didn't get the inside of the pylon, which is what is necessary to get a touchdown. In any case, that along with the field goal had them up 27-14 at one point. Bears managed one more touchdown in the midway through the fourth quarter, but were unable to stop USC from running the clock out. Almost had it, had the running back boxed up behind the line of scrimmage on third and two or something like that, but he managed to escape to the outside and get the first down. So the Bears lose 21-27. And it really depends how you want to look at USC for how you determine how you look at this game. On the one hand, the Bears did lose this game in the trenches. USC was able to reasonably control the ball, control the clock on offense with strong offensive line play. They didn't dominate. The Bears were able to get close enough to a stalemate that they only gave up 19 points on defense, which all things considered is reasonably good, but USC was able to control the ball. And then on the offensive side, the offense just isn't getting it done the last few weeks, this week included, 21 points this week. Just not what you expect from our drop 50 offense. And it's happening at the line of scrimmage. They can't open up the run game, and when they can't open up the run game, the passing game is too easily contained. So the question is, how good is this USC team? Is last week's win over Utah indicative of this being an extremely talented team that played really well today? Or is this a team that had an exceptional performance last week and really, if they had played like that this week, would have done far more damage than they did against the Bears, and this was a more mediocre performance out of that team? If you go with it was a mediocre performance out of them and they still managed to dominate the Bears in the trenches, you should have real concerns about the rest of the season. However, if you take the attitude that no, this is a very good USC team in the trenches, the Bears reasonably held in there, not great, but enough that they were close in this game, you got to think it's good enough that with some tweaks and improvements, this is a team that could beat most of the teams left on their schedule with strong performances. Not that they should, but they could. Stanford being the one that's probably the fly in the ointment, that probably their line play is too strong for the Bears to win overall. in any case, the Bears just aren't there as far as the quality of their play on the line. Which brings me to a pet peeve of mine that's growing to be a pet peeve of mine even worse, which is the plans that the Bears use on third and long defensively. I don't have the statistics to back this up, but I have to believe that Cal is one of the worst teams in the league as far as allowing conversions on third and long. They go into their rush three, drop eight formations. They're just never getting to the quarterback. They can't get there with three against these best teams, and they're giving talented quarterbacks way too long to get to their receivers. They're also, I mean, you just have to blanket. You have to double cover. You have to do all these very difficult things to do when you only rush three if you don't at least get a little bit of pressure and kind of get there. Now, I guess early in the season, the Bears were kind of able to do that against some weaker teams like San Diego State and maybe even Washington State. But against the USCs of the world, it's just not going to work, and their quarterbacks are just too talented for the Bears to use that strategy. They need to be rushing five. They need to be using man coverage. And they need to be doing bump coverage so that they just don't have time to get off a long play. Very disappointing to see that the Bears continue to go that direction. I think it's one of their schematic problems. Another schematic issue is they're too frequently going for soft coverage. There were too many moments where USC was able to complete easy completions in the inner flat, not the outer flat where you're going to the edge, but the inner flat in the void left by the outside linebackers when you blitz them or something like that, or they're just, you know, focused on the run game. Just wide open, and I really think the Bears are getting to the point defensively and coverage-wise where we shouldn't be giving up such long such pads on the receivers to allow them such easy completions. I think that if they were to do that, a lot of the plays that they're giving up would go away. And because I think over the top, the defense is doing reasonably well. They're not getting beat over the top, even when they're in press coverage. USC had one little tweak today that I don't know that we're going to see a lot of, but they were doing some interesting things with wide receiver screens where they would get an additional man out there late to pick up a block and prevent the Bears from making the tackle. It was working really, really well. Frankly, if I was an offensive coordinator, I'd be looking at that play and adding it to my repertoire. It seemed a very sharp play that I haven't seen from a lot of teams where it's a wide receiver screen, but then they were bringing some other guy. It might have been the tackle, might have been the running back, something where they're bringing a guy who wasn't out in the wide receiver formation and getting him way outside. He was basically taking a beeline after the snap for that area and then picking up that one extra guy that Cal thought they had to make the tackle. That was a really impressive play call. Don't really blame that too much on the defense because I haven't seen a lot of it. Neat looking play. Teams are going to have to figure out how to use it and then also how to defend against it. Mark my words, it will be a added component of Pac-12 offenses in the years to come. Offensively, not happy with what I'm seeing from the running backs. My favorite back, Muhammad, today did not look like he's looked recently. I felt like both he and Lasko were not hitting the middle of the hole. Therefore, they'd end up getting tackled by a hand that they could have just gone around. And they were also too often breaking sideways. They need to remember that what this team needs from the running game is not 15 yards. We need 4-5 yards. 5 instead of 2. And if you just hit the guy head on and push through him, you get 4 yards, not 2. And they were too often cutting outside, going for the outside plays. Just not happy with what I was seeing out of the running backs. Yes, the offensive line wasn't opening huge holes, but I think the running backs share a fair amount of the blame in what we were seeing in the lack of run game efficiency as the game wore on. They did not do a good job of getting to the right spots on in the for the holes in the line. And that's not something I felt like I've seen out of either of them before now. So I don't know if there's something going on schematically, that they're being told to do something a little bit unusual. But again, it just not something that I'm used to seeing and a little surprised by how it ended up going. So that was somewhat disappointing. Another thing is Goff is still not his old self. He is still hesitant. He is still not hitting his spots. The interception was an open guy, but had a horrible misthrow. He has not been right since the Utah game, and he's still not right. Now, maybe the fourth quarter today, the late in the game, he started getting some of his... It felt like he was starting to get some of his rhythm back. It felt like today might have been a game in that was in progress towards him getting back to where he used to be, but it was in fits and starts and spurts and stops and not consistent, which is what this team needs from him. He really is not performing at the same level that he was last season, for sure. And frankly, I felt a little bit that way throughout the whole season. If you look at some of my early season posts, I was talking about the offense just not clicking at the same level they used to click at. And I felt that way all season, even when they were winning. But it's just continues to be the case. But I think it's a little bit different. It's not just about not clicking. I think that Goff is hesitant. Goff's a little bit unsure. Goff's waiting just a little bit longer. Goff doesn't trust that the holes in the defense are where he thinks they are quite as much, and he's thinking about it just a little bit more than he used to, and he's just does not have that edge that I think makes him so special, and that's a real problem for the Bears. He needs to get that back. He needs to get it back soon. We're at a real key juncture in this season. A lot of us thought this team would go, 8-4, 7-5. We still have a great opportunity for that. I think the Bears really could still get that done. Oregon's beatable. OSU is a win that should get us to 6-6 for bowl eligibility. Arizona State is beatable. That's three wins on top of the five we have right now to get to 7, and that'd be to 8-4. If they do that, this will be a successful season, win all of those. They lose one of those games, they can't pick up ASU or Oregon, 7-5. Still, we're hoping for more when we were at 5-0, but we go back to what we were thinking at the beginning of the season, we'd still consider that success. So it's okay that the team has struggled. I mean, it's not what they were capable of. The UCLA game continues to be a head-scratcher of a horrific performance. I do not know what is wrong with this team when they go down to the Rose Bowl. It baffles my imagination trying to figure out what the heck it is about that environment that just makes this team lay a horrible egg. Coach Dykes even said it in his post-game interview today as I was listening on the radio, of just how horribly they played at UCLA. But let's assume they lose that one close as opposed to laying the egg that they did. You got three tough losses against three pretty good teams, and we're in a and let's say we win three of these last four. Then we say, okay, that there were some tough losses there. A couple we wish we could have had back, but more or less a successful season. And then we did lay an egg. We can't leave that there, but at some point we can let that go. We can just say, we're not sure what the heck it is. They had one game where they did that. Still, they were 8-4. We're happy. So really at a critical juncture starting now. As I said in my preview post, I thought the Bears were going to lose today. Frankly, they did better than I expected. They held USC to 20 points offensively and the pick six to get them to 27. Actually, 19 points offensively. Although the offense struggled exactly as I expected. I forget what the score I put, but it was, high teens, low 20s, something like that. And exactly what they ended up doing. So this was kind of what I, from an offensive performance, expected, and defense is looking better than I hoped. I think, and I said even in the preview that I think that there's some wins out there, even with a loss today against USC. So they just have to go do it now. This team has the talent. They need to regroup, remember what the goal is here, which is bowl eligibility with room to spare, and then go win a bowl game against a good team. And this is a successful season. So I'm sitting on a little bit of hope. I think that there's some potential there, but I also, in the back of my mind, have some fear that we're going to look – the fear is we're going to look back on this USC game and say, yeah, that team wasn't as good as we thought they were, and losing to them by that margin was not as strong of a performance as we hoped it was. And actually, the rest of our teams thus far, that's not the case. WSU, you know, is playing Stanford today and for the potential to really make a dent in the back Pac-12 North. Washington's done good things overall. So there's, you know, some positive in Cal's wins thus far in the Pac-12. Those teams actually have turned out to be better than we feared they were. So maybe we shouldn't be too hard on the Bears, and this USC team is pretty good. I don't know. Hard to tell. But that's where the fears and the hopes lie. Potential out there, wins out there. But if this USC team isn't as good as we'd like to believe they are, it may mean we're in for a long rest of the season. 6-6, not a great place to be. Not going to end up in a very good bowl. Going to hurt the recruiting class. Really, that 7-5 is an important thing for the Bears to get to. So, we shall see. Oregon next week. Oregon is a bit of an enigma as well. They are the North's version of USC, where it's hard to tell what they're made of. My fear is that Vernon Davis is the key to that team. That if he's playing and playing well, that team wins a lot of games, and without him, they really, really struggle. And Vernon Davis is playing and playing well right now. It's going to make that game a lot tougher in Eugene. But they're still a vulnerable team. Their defense is not nearly as good as the last three defenses we've seen, I think. And, I mean, what was the score in the game versus ASU? Is, you know, 50-something to 50-something. You know, it's one of those old Cal WSU scores. So probably the Cal offense is going to be able to be more productive next week. And then we'll see. Can the Cal defense contain the Oregon offense? I think that's actually going to be where this game is won or lost. If the Cal offense sputters some more, we're in real trouble for the rest of the year. But assuming they can kind of get back on track against a little bit of a weaker defense that Oregon has, it's going to come down to, can the Cal defense keep the Oregon offense in check? And then actually the Bears could actually win by a reasonable margin if that's the case. If they can't, maybe we're in a shootout, and, you know, it's kind of a toss-up. I wouldn't want to be in that in Eugene. Eugene's a tough place to play a shootout. And again, if the Cal offense sputters, it's going to be a long rest of the season. So that's my predictions moving forward. We will really need to beat OSU in 2 weeks. Really hope that turns out the way we want. And let's just hope something magical happens in the big game to make things even more special. All right. With that, I think I'm going to wrap it up. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And go Bears. On the road again.